Father, we ask that you would release this word now into the hearts of these that you've chosen for this day, and that there would be an understanding of your grace and your plan to unravel what you want done in this area, especially inside of us. Amen? I'd like you to come with me to Revelations chapter 1. And to kind of take a peek at God's abilities versus man. Because God's abilities are far different than man's abilities. And verse 5 is where I'd like to kind of give you a little nudge to look, hopefully, a little deeper. Okay? I'd like to break open at verse 4, part B. Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Did you notice the word kings is with a small k? Small k. Who is he talking about? Yes, he's talking about us. He's talking about you and me. Rulers of the kings with an S. Now, if you and I were brought up in England, we would understand the power of the Queen, and in prior generations, from the King. If you were brought up in Spain, you would be aware of the power of the King. If you were brought up in our Lord's time, you would be aware of the power of the King. Now, it says, to him who loved us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. That's also part of verse 5. To him who has loved us and has freed me from my sins by his blood. Verse 6, and he made us to be a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father. To serve his God and Father. To serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. How many of you know that you don't vote for the King? You can't become a king until you feel like one. You can be a little king and feel like a slave. I mean, you know, slaves don't have rights. Kings do. How many know you can act like a king and react like a king before your time? And cause what to happen? All kinds of difficulties. This morning I was reading in St. John, so I'm going to take you there with me. And I want you to see in St. John chapter 18 and verse 37. Actually, we should start 36. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. It were my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place. Verse 37. Pilate says, "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying, I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. As I pondered, and you can read later on in that same chapter and in the areas of the cross having a sign on it, King of the... Yeah. What does the word Jew mean? Chosen people, chosen people, chosen people. Everybody knew that Jesus was a king when he was a little tiny baby laid in a manger, because other kings came. Yes? Did he act and live and react as a king as he was growing up? No. He was a normal boy living in a normal village, probably persecuted in multiples of ways. In fact, we know that he was called a bastard, so that should give you a clue. If you had a family that was difficult, I would say Jesus could relate. And as I was pondering on this, I said, "Lord, what is it that you want me to release out of this so that we can become what you've called us to become?" He said, "They don't understand authority. Don't understand authority." Did Jesus submit to Joseph? We also know he submitted to Mary. Was he a king then? Was he a king in the manger? Was he any more of a king on the cross? Did he act like a king? Did he expect respect like a king? What does it mean to be a king? Does it mean the picture that you and I have of Buckingham Palace and the next king that's coming down the highway? Ah, a king is to serve his people, not his people to serve him. When Solomon was declared king, he asked for what?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Why? He wanted to know how to take care of people. Jesus came to serve. To wash ugly feet. To lift up the brokenhearted. To give them a chance to come to life. Where they had been crushed, disappointed, baffled, concerned. And yet, he took the position of a slave and washed their feet. Not the picture that I get from the kings of this world. But if you notice, Revelation chapter 5 says he's the king and ruler over kings that are like unto him. A kingdom of priests. And what are priests? What are they for? What do we have priests for? So that they can be respected, lifted up on a chap, an elevation, make them look great, dress them up different. Or is it a person who's going to love you in spite of you? Was Aaron so holy in his own sight that he didn't build an incredible monument to the enemy? And yet Jesus made sure that Moses told him, I accept you. All of the people of the nation of Israel had rejected this man. They couldn't stand him, and they saw the war that happened between two men. Aaron and Moses were not on the same page when Moses came off the mountain and he saw that golden calf. Yes or no? Yet later on, God chose Aaron and put his rod to the test so that all the people could see that, yes, this is my chosen vessel. So much for the wisdom of the flesh. See, Jesus was baffling those of his day. And even when Pilate questions him, you are a king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, you are right in saying I am a king. Small k. In fact, for this reason I was born. And for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. What is truth? Pilate asked. With this he went out again to the Jews and said, I find no basis for a charge against him. But it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of Passover. Do you want to release the king of the Jews? And they shouted back, no, not him. Give us Barabbas, etc. So the popular vote was for whom? A man that was rebellious and lawless. Has things changed? No! Have things changed in the church? No! How many know we like a popularity contest? How we like a political contest? Becomes the talk of the town for 2008. We're competing. Yeah, women are presenting themselves to be president. A black man is presenting himself to be president. Awesome. Is God going to fall off his throne as he watches all these new activities? No. He knows exactly what's up. And he's ruler over the kings. Can he be ruler over those who do not choose to serve him? Yes, he can. He is king over all. But the bottom line is, do we get from him, or do we manifest what we create for ourselves? A little louder, honey. Manifest. We manifest what we create for ourselves. As I was pondering some of this in my heart and looking at what God was trying to make me see. And I, just like you, sometimes I hear, but I hear in part. Just like I see in part. I don't often, you know, see the fullness of what he wants. But I am searching for more of him. Okay? In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7, it says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty would accomplish this." Isaiah 32:1 confirms it. Jeremiah 23:5, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king, who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land." Did Jesus come to establish that truth and make it happen? Yes. Daniel 7:14, "He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All people, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will get broken apart. The earth's going to fall apart. Everything is going to be zapped, burned." Oh, really? How can the scripture be so diversified and so contradictory that you can take this part of the word and let it destroy your hopes of a future in the earth? It says his kingdom will last forever, that it will never be destroyed. John 1:49, "Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." How many wonder where I'm going this morning? Are you catching a drift of where I'm trying to take you today? If you are going to be a king, then you better start acting like one and reacting like one. If you are going to be an understudy of the Most High, you better start getting your towel ready and wash some feet. That might mean that somebody you don't like that's pretty smelly might come to you and you just don't want to do, but God will tell you do anyway. Amen? First Corinthians 15:25. St. Paul writes, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, "For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet." All of his enemies. Who are the enemies of the king? How about the beast in us? Has Jesus already taken care of Satan?
Yes, absolutely.
You don't have nothing to worry about then, huh?
No.
He's been publicly displayed. He's been exposed. He's been seen for what he is.
Yes.
Did Jesus take his kingdom away?
Took his authority away.
All right, we've got diversified opinions here. Did Jesus take...
No.
He took his authority from him because he reestablished it in man. He came as the Son of Man to die on a cross to take what man lost. So you and I are still thinking as mere human slaves to a demonic principality, and yet we are kings under construction. The Lord wants you and me to start acting like a king under a king. Here's some scriptures that may help. 1 Timothy 6:15. which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, King of kings and Lord of lords. See, we know the words. Do we understand what he's given us? Revelations 1:5 I just read to you. Revelation 17:14 says, Revelation 17:14, they will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And with him will be his called, his chosen, and his faithful followers. Three levels. And with him will be his called, his chosen, and his faithful followers. Woohoo! Levels of growth, levels of authority, levels of understanding, and levels of kingship. Revelation 19:16 says, on his robe and on his thigh, he had this name, King of kings and Lord of King of kings and Lord of lords. When I was growing up in Canada, I remember studying Canadian history. I remember hearing, and in the word, in French, it's seigneurie. The king of France would give big parcels of land to a man and let him have dominion over that entire parcel of land, and it became lord over that whole region, and it was all his. I believe Louisiana was one of those. And I don't know who it was given to, the name, but it's not important to know the name of the person. But it was totally given as one block of land to one man. What has he given you? What has the Lord of Lords given to you? What else? We also have authority. We are Lord of something, aren't we? Who's the first person you need to have Lord over? Ah, this whole being. Spirit, soul, and body. That's where it starts. So if you've got an invader that's coming in and a wolf that just decides to take a chunk out of your hind cheek, are you going to turn the other cheek? Or will you lose both cheeks before you realize that something is trying to eat you up?
Huh? We are that wolf. Desires of our own hearts.
Yes.
Of our lives.
Yes. Sometimes we are the wolf. That's the beast in us. But we need to change that, don't we? And we need to start acting and reacting as a king would act, and as a lord would act over this parcel that we've been given. This is the first parcel of land that we need to dominate and be king over. And to let Jesus rule and reign through us. So that we can get free of what? The darkness. What else? All deception, lies, infirmities, hardships, accusing forces, amen, and begin to act and react like a king would. Act and react so that the people under you will be what? Blessed, cared for, nurtured, changed dramatically, and delivered, set free, and walk in freedom. Who are they going to take their example from? As you give them an example of freedom, what are they going to get? Towards you. They're going to get irritated. They're going to want to crucify you because they can't stand a king that has authority over himself. Well, why don't you do as the world does? How many have heard those words? Why don't you just do as the world does? Are you supposed to do as the world does? Are you supposed to submit to the King, Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Are you supposed to submit to the Lord of Lords, the High Priest of your calling? See, we run to all kinds of helps instead of running to the King. We run to all kinds of priests instead of running to the High Priest. I understand he cleansed us by his. He sanctified us by his blood. He made us holy to our Father by his blood. If you're sanctified, holy, purified in his blood, what are you doing submitting to the darkness that wants to overshadow you, wants to rule and reign over you, or wants to continue to control you? Catching on? What is a king to do when there's an invading army? Prepare for battle. Jesus was prepared for battle. Where was his army? And did they take over the natural army that came after him? Why? Huh?
Peter tried.
Peter tried, yeah. How many have tried in their own and failed miserably? Okay. What am I trying to tell you? There is a season where God will allow you to be what? Tested. Checked out. Crucifixion. After the crucifixion comes what? Resurrection. Once you know how to become a real king and a real priest, he will what? Lift you up. And you will become a king under the king. You will become a priest under the priest. And you will have a kingdom of priests and kings. And it's going to be awesome. You will have authority. You will have abilities in him by his power and not by your own. As I was praying for different individuals this morning, it came over many times. Not by might. Not by power, but by my
Spirit.
See, we know the words, we know the scripture, but do we know the effects and the fruit? I do it the easy way. I've got 3 or 4 sneezes, and I run to whom? Well, sweetheart, did you buy any cough medicine? Oh, do we have any aspirins in the medicine cabinet? I'm not being critical of anything of that nature. I'm trying to show you where we go. We go for the self-help program. And God is saying, would you please pay attention to the real king? Would you please pay attention to the real high priest? And get his instructions. You may find that your medicine cabinet won't be so needy. And you won't need to be refilled because it'll stay full because you won't need what's in it. Am I guilty? Yes, I've been guilty. What am I saying to you? I'm saying to you that the body of Christ needs that Holy Ghost challenge. And that's what I'm challenging you today. Will you please, rather than running to the natural self-helps, go to the Holy Spirit and see what he wants out of you. Get the king to give instructions so that this little king can take authority in the name of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of his precious blood, to be transformed into the image and likeness of the firstborn son, the resurrected one. What is God wanting out of you? To be kings and priests right where you live. To be kings and priests in your own neighborhood. To be kings and priests in the school classroom. To be kings and priests on the job. And to be a servant of the Most High. Would you bow your heads, please? Father God, I can't change any one of these people. All I can do is show them you. I've showed them your word this morning, and I've shown them that they are to be kings, and they are to be priests unto you. Anoint them. Transform them. Shock them into the truth that they have been given all authority over all the realms of the enemy until every enemy is put under their feet, and that they will grow in wisdom and in strength and be wise in their decisions, not only as to how they walk in this world, but to whom they bow in this world, so that the prince of this world will get a warning today. There is an army of angels ready to protect me. How many agree? Would you lift your right hand to the Lord and say, there's an army of angels ready to protect me and to protect those that I love. They're surrounding me. They're protecting me. And nothing's going to happen to me unless God says it's time for crucifixion. And if he tells me this, I will allow the crucifixion. So that there'll be a resurrection. Because you can't have one without the other. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.